To be honest, I've seen it more often this season because I follow Germany, and we in Germany we have the video assistant referee since the beginning of the season, and after the experience they made now in 6 months, I made my decision. I don't like it, even if there are moments in the season and in this situation with Kashunga, it was a disadvantage for us. Yes, it was. I think after the heat of the moment, you only have to accept that there will be wrong decisions from referees because they are humans. Nothing what you like to do, especially they for sure don't like to do it, but you have to accept it. And sometimes it's a disadvantage, sometimes it's an advantage. All in all, I think they've done so far and they will do in the future a brilliant job. I don't like it, and I think it disturbs the game. Even yesterday, when it takes, I don't know how many minutes till a decision is then made and the referee stays on the pitch and listen what whoever says to him, I don't like it. It changed the nature of the game from my point of view, and there will be even then some mistakes because there are gray areas in the game, and this is why I said this before, and I still have the opinion the spontaneity of the game isn't there if this is the case in the future. So this is why I don't like it.
Are there any improvements that could be made to the system that would make you happy with it?
I haven't thought about it so far, to be totally honest. Maybe I'm a little bit traditional, so I like the natural, easy game. Even if I'm aware that in our time now everything is influenced from more media, from more technology. In this case, I'm pretty traditional, and I would like, even if I don't make the decision, if the game stays like it is with all the mistakes which happen. From my point of view, maybe we have to accept that the fourth official and the assistant referees have more influence of the games, even if they are 30 yards away. But if they have a better angle to see the situation, then they have to be brave enough to push the buttons and to make decisions in this moment. This is maybe something I would prefer rather than a video assistant.
Moving on, and obviously it's your chance to add to your squad. Alex Pritchard, where's that deal up to?
I can confirm that the two clubs found a solution, and now it's all about the personal terms, and I'm very confident that we will find for this a solution in the next 24 hours as well.
So what will he bring to the squad, do you feel?
Let's speak about it if everything is done.
Would you be looking to add further to your squad as and when you get that deal over the line?
This is like always. I'm not able to seriously answer this question. The window is still open. We still have the eye on the market. Nobody knows what happens in the next games. This is always the same answer because there can happen so many things in these games or in these weeks in terms of injuries, performances. So I'm happy with what we've done so far with Terence Kongolo, and hopefully we can add Alex to our football club and squad as well. And then I'm very happy with what we've done. But was this the last one? Maybe, maybe not. I cannot seriously answer this question.
As always, I'll have to put one name to you at least. Marco Grujic at Liverpool, you've been linked with a loan for him.
I don't like to speak about individual names, but one thing everybody I think knows: if there is an interesting player from Liverpool, then we will sign him on loan or as a permanent if we have the opportunity. And this is why a Liverpool player usually shouldn't be a secret for us. No, no, even not a maybe.